Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yes, here in glorious mono is... I knew it would be in mono. Sorry, we're trying out some new technology. Good morning to you.
I mean, mono is very underrated.
No, it isn't. You know. Sounds like a tin box. I hate it. I hate mono. I hate mono.
Some of the best music...
Indubitably.
...is in mono.
Anyway, good morning, Davey. It's nice to have you here.
It's lovely to be here. Even though it's there. It's nice to be there.
It's nice to... It's just nice to be.
It's just nice to be, isn't it?
Oh, I tell you what I can do.
Yay!
Oh, more bloody applause. Fine. Right.
I like the delayed. I like the delayed reaction.
Yeah, the whole audience.
Oh,
went,
hang on.
Oh,
what?
Oh, oh, oh. Hey! Almost as if it was against their will. Right. Hello, David. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Happy Friday. Yes, it is a happy Friday. I've had a nice week. You've had a nice week.
Certainly. Got my jab yesterday. You were telling me you got to tell the story about your friend there.
Yeah. So he had an interesting experience with his jab. I think it was his first jab.
And last, possibly.
And he got it slightly early because of living with a health worker.
Right.
And it was that sort of situation of getting the jab at the end of the day. It's like, well, coming now, you can have the jab.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And
the sort of soup kitchen jab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as it went in, he just sort of, he winced as in like, ow.
Golly. Yeah.
And they said, oh, I'm so sorry. I've gone in the bone.
Hang on.
Ow!
Yeah, hang on. There we go. Just enjoying the new free sound effects. Yeah. Fresh. Playing
fast. So we had to have another one straight away.
Can I give you another one? That's brilliant.
Yeah.
He should have had...
So yeah, his arm hurt.
He should have had Sue in Amptill. I mean, if that isn't a caller to LBC, I don't know who is. Sue... I was like, if it's okay with you, I'm not going to look because I'm a slightly squeamish young boy. And she was like, yeah, that's fine. It's done. I was like, what? I said, you should work for like MI5 as an assassin. I didn't even feel that.
Wow, that's good. So it definitely did happen.
Oh, it definitely happened. Yes. That's a great story. Thank you. Thank you, David. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's pathetic, isn't it? It's like day one of having some audio software. I'm so sorry.
Did you buy that sound library recently? Are you like getting full use?
These are all free with Riverside, which is the software I use to record these podcasts.
Oh, right.
So I'm just sort of trying out the...
Nice. Yeah. Well, so I've had a good week. I went to the cinema.
Did you?
Yeah, it was so good.
Has it been turned into a COVID centre or something? What did you watch? That you decided to run the...
Oh, I went to see A Quiet Place Part 2.
Even quieter.
Have you seen A Quiet Place? Yeah, exactly. Have you seen A Quiet Place?
There's a few around there. Yeah, no, I haven't.
It's so good.
It's so quiet.
It's great. It's very quiet.
Is it a thriller?
It is.
It's
very
a thriller.
Quiet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Aliens.
Okay, don't tell me anymore, because I will watch it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should watch it.
And then watch
the second one. But it is very quiet. And we were watching it and we were very hungry. And we didn't buy the food in the cinema because that's wrong. And also, it's really, really expensive. And so I bought
some food. It's the only thing keeping them afloat, David.
No, the ticket cost is pretty high too. So, so I bought some snacks to have. And it was just realised as the film started, it's like, No, we can't do this. We can't do this. It's so quiet.
Oh, right.
I had some popcorn, which was just like, I can't.
A huge bag of carrots.
Well, I had nuts. I bought nuts as well.
I bought them in a
I bought them in a little tub, so it wasn't like crinkly. So just the, you know.
But the tub would reverberate.
When you get down to the last few, you know, the thing is, you were just having to just crunch them very slowly.
Very good.
It's really hungry. But yeah, no, it was great. It was great.
Well, that's a wonderful story. Thank you. Good morning to patrons who get to watch this live. Imagine. Julie, Neil and Steph, good to see you all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's kick off then. You've got some audio fun for us.
I have. It's a good theme this week. Let's have a listen to the clue and we'll see if you can guess.
Okay. 00, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
God, this is fast. Why is it all... Oh. I'm going to lose my mind. Why haven't they loaded?
No.
Hang on.
What?
I just nearly lost the whole stream. We're just bedding in new technology.
Keep hold of the stream.
Okay, let's try it on an individual basis. What happens if we try and add?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't batch open. Of course you can't. Why would you? Right, here we go.
No.
The Muppets.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree.
Wonderful.
Classic.
Wayne and Wanda, as well as being tremendous singers, they're church people.
Yeah. Yeah.
As introduced by Sam the American Eagle.
Richard Hunt, isn't it? The voice of for Wayne there. He was great.
It's fantastic. Love it.
So what's the theme from that?
Church people.
Yeah. No, it's not church people.
Trees?
Not trees.
Poems?
No. Yes!
The other one.
Poetry!
Oh, no! I mean, great!
You love poetry, don't you?
Bloody love it, mate. Can't get enough of the stuff.
Can't get enough.
Poetry nut. Well, my father wrote The Bluffer's Guide to Poetry, which is very good.
And worth
hunting out.
Oh, there you go.
It's very funny.
Is it still in print?
Probably not. Abebooks.co.uk, if you want. Or there's the owl one. There's one with an owl in the word, and that gives you a royalty or something.
A Libris. I want to say that. I don't know if that's right.
You can say that anymore, mate.
So we're gonna go through. I mean, this is it's the loose term of poetry here, because we've got. I'm not going to be going down. There's a lot of great poets that we could have, but you'll be familiar with a lot of them: Ivor Cutler, John Hegley, John Cooper Clarke, Attila the Stockbroker. There's lots of very good poets. We won't have any of those.
No,
but
God,
we'll have
no.
some.
Thank you.
We're
much more down
ones.
The McGonagall end, I'm hoping.
Yeah, well.
I hope so. Listen, you'll get no complaints from me.
There's some stuff here which I'm defining as poetry, but it's kind of like there's a lot of. We've covered this before with celebrities who speak over music.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what is a poem if it's not just like some song lyrics that have been spoken?
Absolutely. I mean, if you were listening to Today This Morning and they were talking about Jim Thingy Off of the Doors.
Oh.
They were saying all of
Jim
that.
Jim Thingy Off the Doors.
Jim Morrison. Thingy Off the Doors.
I thought it's good to it's good to do about poetry. That they see that poetry program won a BAFTA last weekend with Benjamin Zephaniah, which is
really?
Another great poet. But we're not having him. So to, first of all, we're going to have a recording by this lady. This is
Esther Roll.
I don't know. Of course, you recognise her.
Yes.
She is famous for her role as Florida Evans.
Yes.
In the sitcom Maud and the following spin-off Good Times.
Oh, Good Times was the best.
Of course. I mean, it's that weird thing, isn't it? American sitcoms from the past. It's just like that doesn't cross over. We never see. I mean, that's probably, those have never been on English television, right?
No.
No, they just don't.
No.
So for the American listeners, they'll be going,
they'd send me VHSs of Good Times because I just loved it.
So she did an album because she was so popular.
Okay.
And so the liner notes say, surprised, Esther Roll, acclaimed actress of stage and television, makes another debut, the release of her first album. Esther has a saying, the eyes are the mirrors of the soul. With this album,
that's
you not
her
only
saying,
have
is
the,
it?
That's hers. Yeah, she coined that.
Crikey, she's good.
With this album, you not only have the opportunity to look into the mirrors of her soul, but also the garden of her mind. A mind
Thank
full
God
of
it
so
was her
much.
Mind.
So wow. That's what this album is called, The Garden of My Mind.
Yeah.
And it's got a lovely spoken word number on it.
Okay.
Which we're going to hear an edit of.
Thank God.
Now, so this is 1975, and it's called Maybe It's.
Maybe it's because I'm a... Oh. All right, fair enough. Was not expecting that.
No. All right.
I've got a secret I'll never tell. Don't try to ask. I'm under a spell.
All right.
It's something that's happy. Makes me laugh when I'm all alone.
because I'm a...
Some people think I'm merely a fool. And a secret makes me drool.
Sorry.
In the city. Or even the woods. Maybe it's...
What?
Maybe it's...
There you go. So she's leaving it for us to decide.
Well, she's J.J. Abrams. So I'm not down with that. Give me the payoff.
Yeah, it was the theme tune to Lost, wasn't it? That song.
That Paradise Lost. Never got to the end of that. Wow.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But it makes her drool.
Yes, and it can be found under bushes in cities. What?
It's probably like Lyme's disease then.
Oh dear. Wow.
Some sort of paralysis from a tick. Is she a cat?
Possibly.
Oh, cool.
Maybe. We'll move on to another recording.
Thank you.
From a little bit later, not much later, 1977.
Yeah.
We're going to have another famous celebrity reading some lovely words. It's Farrah Fawcett Majors.
Amazing.
Yeah.
By the way, just off the back of Esther Roller there.
Neil
on YouTube says, this used to be an 0898 number. I used to phone. Maybe.
Well, I mean, I think this next one could also fall into that category. This is...
He also wanted to know, was it the front or the back garden? Anyway, carry on. Thank you, Neil.
So, Farrah Fawcett Majors, this is from a single that she did with Jean-Paul Vignon.
Okay.
And it's the song.
Is she trying to do
a
Bardot thing? Is that what? Is this a Serge Gainsbourg?
Oh yeah.
I'm going to go with that. Right. Okay.
Let's have a bit of breathy talking. Mm. Why don't we do a bit of breathy talking?
It's 0898. Julie says that Estarola is literally how I sound after two cocktails. Let's see how far across it made it. Oh, twinkly. Magical. Yes. Are we? Say manna fake.
Oh.
I was
That's John Paul there.
Steps along the path.
You were bit creepy.
I wasn't laughing anymore.
Oh.
I could hear the grass bend under our feet.
What?
Maybe.
Everything started with you.
To
you.
Je ne voyais plus que toi.
I could see no one but you.
Au milieu des fleurs sauvages.
That was very stirring.
It's very stirring, isn't it? And that, I'm glad that she does the translation of the chorus there. That's helpful. Do you know what,
idea,
though?
Some guy's just going... Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you were a man, would that have been cool? Well, no. So...
But I can hear the grass bending under our feet.
I was thinking how nice it must be to be like a duck or a sheep. Because you basically just go to sleep in your dinner. You just lie down in your dinner.
That's true.
You wake up,
you say, oh, dinner. Yeah, I'll
have some more dinner.
Yeah.
That'd be so nice.
But that song, right? That's a cover of a song called Sea. It's originally called Sea by...
Was it French? Spanish?
Italian. Giliola Cinquetti.
Ah, Julie.
And Giliola Cinquetti sang C at the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest. That is a Eurovision song.
I knew I loved
Do
it.
Do you know where that was, the 1974 one?
No. Montreal.
Brighton.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And do you know...
Was that the year of Bucks Fizz, then?
No, 1974. The year after. C came second.
After B.
Do you know what came first in 1974? You don't... Why am I asking
not
you?
A chance. Not a chance. No.
It was Waterloo by ABBA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So,
which is
much.
A hard one to beat, right? I mean, that's
Yeah,
hard.
I mean, if you're going to lose, that's the one you want to lose to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How weird is that? That's quite cool. So they decided a few years later, oh, let's just change the words and get Farrah Fawcett.
Makes sense.
Make millions. So this next one, this is a poet. I'm after sort of, you know,
these
tiptoeing
last two
around.
Are poets. How dare you? poetry is like, if you say it's poetry, poetry.
Exactly.
There's no qualification, like,
it's like art, isn't it? You can just say, oh, that's art.
That's art, mate.
Yeah. But this guy...
The PCSO took a very dim view of that, by the way.
This guy. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Come on.
It's not. Okay.
This guy.
I wasn't expecting that.
No, you weren't, were you?
No.
Bingo Gazingo. You've not heard of Bingo Gazingo?
I'm pretty sure it's a Spanish game show. Bingo Gazingo.
Well, wait till you hear it. This guy, Bingo Gazingo, not his real name, but he was born Murray Wax.
Murray Walker.
Yeah, in Queens. New York poet. Basically, all his life, he worked, like every Monday he'd perform at the Bowery Poetry Club.
Whether they wanted him to or not.
Yeah.
No, Uncle and, Bingo, says Neil.
Yeah. I mean, he was... he's an eccentric, definitely. And... He basically thought of himself as, I mean, he wanted to be rich and famous, which, okay. You know, as a poet, that's not, is not a good
aim to have. I know the way forward.
To have.
Poetry, that's the...
But he wanted to write lyrics to song. He wanted to, you know, make millions by writing lyrics for a song. But he basically did these poems. Oh. And if you could imagine these songs, it would be, well.
Oh, God, is this the next... Do I need to set one of these to music? Is this the next suddenly?
Well, you could do. It's already got music underneath it. So basically, he was discovered by the people at radio station WFMU. Who are sort of, you know, interesting.
Isn't that something you write on Twitter? Well,
WFMU is the home of
well,
no. It's the home of interesting music, definitely. There's quite a few alternative musicians working there, and one of them is a guy called R. Stevie Moore. And he discovered Bingo Gazingo and recorded lots of his poems and then did music backing, interesting music backing to go underneath it.
Okay.
And so there were a couple of albums that were released and they've got interesting names. One of them, one of the tracks I'm going to paraphrase here, it was called I Love You So Flipping Much, I Can't Go to the Toilet. That was one of his tracks.
Is that one of his? So did he originate that phrase?
Is that a phrase? I did not know that as a phrase.
Oh, yeah. I remember Victor Lewis Smith using it.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe it is, yeah.
So maybe... Wow.
Is that
genuine? This is a cultural...
Yeah.
This is of cultural importance. This you get some National Heritage Lottery money for this.
Yeah, well, I didn't choose that track, obviously, because it would be a lot of bleeping. But yeah, I've chosen this one instead, which is called The Cook Who Couldn't Cook. And you just listen to his delivery. It's great.
Okay. Spanish game show ahoy. Judy says, full casa. Here we go.
Are you ready, my love?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The bed is made. I'm going to sing you a serenade. Love will all the neighbors think you left all the dishes in a sink. You went around the corner for a pack of cigarettes and you never came back.
I love this.
When you gave me a dirty look, I began to drink. I couldn't hold my liquor. I threw up. I got sicker. I'm the cook who couldn't cook. I'm the cook who couldn't cook. I work in the cookery. I make everything sugary. What's the use? I've lost my juice and cooked my goose. You tore out my tongue. You knocked out my teeth. Now I can't eat. I'm all alone with a chicken bone. You put my cup in a crock. I'm the cook who couldn't cook. I'm the cook who couldn't cook. Now I will make a steak. You kept all the dishes in the sink. You went around the corner for a pack of cigarettes and you never came back.
This is wonderful.
This is so good, isn't it?
I absolutely love that.
I know. It's really good. It's really good. It's a good discovery.
That's a... Well done. What a find.
It's
I
good,
love that.
No, it's really good. You should check out the other ones because they're all very sort of different musical backgrounds. There's the I'm Out of the Computer is a good one. That's a really good one.
But, Julie says he sounds like the lobster guy on Futurama. That's a good point. Jem says,
yes.
What's happening? Have I been drinking? And Neil says, what rhymes with cookery? Sugary?
Yeah, he had that kind of voice, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's good, isn't it?
Went out for some cigarettes and never came back.
Yeah, it's
love
good.
Love that.
Yeah. So Bingo check him out.
Oh, yeah.
But now we're gonna pause slightly.
Hit him
because,
up on TikTok.
Yeah, he's not still around, unfortunately.
No,
he got hit by a taxi cab.
Oh God!
Yeah, no, I know.
No tip.
No, but now I'm going to test you because you love poetry, as we know, and you are a big fan of all of the classics. So I thought let's test your knowledge of some classic poetry. I've got some poems here, and I would like you for points to tell me the poet, the name of the poem, and the narrator, the reader.
Okay.
So no let's problem. Start with the first one.
It's Judy Dench, Dr. Seuss, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Dead... I'm sorry, that's how I used to read it, despite before he could speak. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
The Rum Tum Tugger. The Rum Tum Tugger is a curious cat. If you offer him pheasant, he would rather have grouse. If you put him in a house, he would much prefer a flat. If you put him in a flat, then he'd rather have a house. If you set him on a mouse, then he only wants a rat. If you set him on a rat, then he'd rather chase a mouse. Yes, the Rum Tum Tugger is a curious...
It's a pain in the... that's such an annoying poem. I'm going to guess
really
that it has to be the author of Alice in Wonderland, who is not C.S. Lewis because they wrote Narnia. It's the other one.
Lewis
Carroll.
Carroll. Yes.
Lewis Carroll. No.
No, it's not.
It's me groping around.
No, it's pretty good.
And it's called... I love her so flipping much, I can't go to the toilet. And it was read by Bingo Gazingo. Neil says, was it Pam Ayres talking about Nicholas Parsons? Yes, pretty sure.
Wow. Rum Tum Tugger. No, of course, you know, if you were a fan of Andrew Lloyd Webber, you would know.
Oh, God, it's the other one. Yes, yeah. It's the mystery kettle.
It's T.S. Eliot. And that was T.S. Eliot reading it with such enthusiasm.
Yeah, really brought it to life. You should think about writing, T.S.
Yeah. So that was... it was the Rum Tum Tugger. You didn't quite get that. That I know that if we didn't have T.S. Eliot, obviously we wouldn't have the glorious film version of this musical Cats. But he also
so if you could go back in time and kill one person.
But he also wrote something that's been discovered more recently, a poem called Cows. So you know, for the sequel. We could definitely do that.
I wonder who we could get on board for that one. It's going to be sexy.
Wow. Okay, so let's have a go at the next one and see how you do. This one, you'll get this one.
Julie makes the point that T.S. Eliot is an anagram of toilets.
Oh, yes.
Now it makes sense. That wonderful economy of writing. One L, one T. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And what's your actual name? Anyway, here we go.
Yeah.
Presently... My soul grew stronger. Hesitating then no longer, sir, said I, or madam, truly, your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is, I was napping. And so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here, I opened wide the door.
Oh, thank God.
Darkness there. Nothing more. Deep into that darkness peering. Long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before, but silence was unbroken. The stillness gave no token. The only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this, nothing more.
Lenore. Lenore. Well,
you know what that is.
I know. Oh, here we go. You know this. You know this. I know the reader.
Yes.
So the reader is Cliff Richards.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Neil guesses Christopher Walken.
Yes.
Wow.
He is right.
Amazing.
It is Christopher Walken.
And I'm guessing, is it Edgar Allan Poe?
Yes, it is Edgar Allan Poe.
Thanks, Neil. Well done, Neil.
Yes, I should say. And people who are watching can definitely help out.
Play along, yeah. Help and let me take all the credit. Well done to Julie, who also got Poe right. I was thinking it must be Poe because it's all the standard nonsense.
Yeah, Lenore, nothing more. Yeah.
Edgar Allan Poe.
So that is The Raven. His most famous. In fact, he became, you know, really popular from that, but didn't make any money. I mean, you know, this is the thing. Bingo should have learnt really from Poe.
Yeah.
Poe's quoted as saying, "I have made no money. I am as poor now as I ever was in my life, except in hope, which is by no means bankable."
Not at all. Yeah. I would say career wise, you know, Kurt Vonnegut often wrote about people, but I'm lucky that, you know, this isn't really my life, but career wise it's absolutely spot on, which is he says most people are cursed with an iron will to survive and nothing to live for.
Yes.
And career wise that's very much where I am.
That's a nice motto to have.
Yeah.
Is he a psychiatrist? Daniel Kahneman said quoted as saying, like, if you ask a child what they want to be, and then, you know, if they really want to be that kind of thing, they will have success. If they want to make money, they will make money. If they want to be a whatever, they will be that. If the drive to do it, they will be that. Apart from performing arts.
Right, okay, good to know. Which is available for various light domestic duties. Of course, Edgar Allan Poe, as Julie points out, he was probably the most famous of four brothers. There was Edgar Allan Dipsy, Edgar Allan La-La, and Edgar Allan Dinky Winky.
Edgar Allan La-La, I like that. They were much more fun. Yeah.
And of course, their muse, Nunu. Jem says, "I love the fact that I first heard The Raven on an episode of The Simpsons." Yeah, I think all those comedy shows, they sort of provide you with a cultural canon, don't they?
They do. The Simpsons has been important to a lot of people. Yeah,
I would say every 10-year-old has heard da 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 da.
Yeah,
da 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 da, without ever having heard Beethoven's Fifth.
Yeah.
It just sort of happens through osmosis.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. Well, you did well on that one. And that was from an album of
thanks,
Poe. Yeah. Yeah. A modern album of Poe readings. So let's have the next one, see how you do on this one. You should get this one.
You know this.
You know this.
Kurn, timorous beastie.
Okay.
Oh, what a panic's in thy breastie. Now needn't I start a war so hasty with bickering brattle. I would be laith to run and chase thee with murdering pottle.
Ah, oh, certainly.
Yeah, well, truly you've got to get along.
Man's dominion has broken nature's social union, and justifies that ill opinion which marks thee startle at me, thy pair, earth-born companion, and fellow mortal. Yeah.
Ah. Well, it goes without saying, it's Robert Burns.
Yes. Did you get that?
I did get that, yeah. And we slick it, Thomas. Yeah. Oh, well,
it's kind of, yeah. I'd be quite surprised.
Yeah. And
do you know what it's called?
Ode to a Mouse.
Oh, that's close.
It's something like that.
Yeah, it is To a Mouse. To a Mouse. To a Mouse on Turning Her Up in Her Nest with the Plough, November 1785.
Yes. The reader,
yes,
was Angela Rippon.
Now, I don't know actually the name of the reader. It's from this album.
You don't know? Well, that should be a point to me if you don't know.
Well, I know what the group they're in. It's the Saltire Music Group. It's a lovely album of an evening...
Okay, sorry.
An Evening with Robert Burns from 1956.
It really does. It really does.
Yeah, he wrote that... I mean, you know, it's very literal. He wrote that after ploughing up a nest of a mouse. With the best laid schemes, mice and men ganging aft a glay. Which they certainly do gang a glay if your home has been ploughed up.
They gang a glay all up the wall. Yeah, terrific. Neil says it was Dickie Davis. Ah, yes, of course. Jem says, was it performed by that bloke who sang Donald Wears Trousers? Yes.
Ooh, not the kid.
One day we got to have that. You know that fantastic...
Yeah, Donald Wears Trousers.
The Andrew, kid with the... You know that fantastic Lloyd Webber medley? Have you heard that? Done in the style of a Scottish...
Of Donald Wears Trousers.
A Scottish party band. Have you not heard that?
No.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Yeah. We'll have
stick
that.
It on the end
we'll
of
do
this.
We'll do it.
It's one of the
we'll
best things. Scottish it's one of the best things I've ever heard.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's really great.
Okay. So you're doing well. You're doing well. We've got two more. Come on, let's have
come
the
on.
Next one.
You know that. Come on.
Come on.
Right.
Kingdom of Heaven compared unto a merchantman seeking goodly pearls.
Yeah.
Again, it is like a man that made the search of precious stones his trade, who when he found a pearl indeed, of price all others to exceed, he chose from all his wealth to part, and bought the jewel of his heart.
Yeah. I'm going to say because it rhymes properly.
Yes.
Rudyard Kipling.
It's old. No, that's a good guess. It's actually, I mean, I have to say, I don't know this person. It's Christopher Smart.
Oh, David!
And who was reading it? Oh, I'm giving it away.
Yeah, well, Julie got it right. Well done, Julie. It was Alec Guinness.
Yeah, it's obvious.
Amazing.
Isn't it? So Christopher Smart wrote Parables. He did a lot of biblical stuff. The parables of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, done into familiar verse with occasional applications for the use and improvement of younger minds. Snappy.
Yeah. Wibbity, wibbity, that wibbity. Yeah.
And I thought that's quite good, that parable, particularly with Alec Guinness, who's talking about, you know, worldly goods and actually,
the guy who,
you know,
chips,
just the merchandising
all
in
the
Star
merch.
Wars. Exactly.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, him. He took that one on board.
Yeah. So we got one more. Let's have a listen to this last one.
Okay.
A politician is an arse upon which everyone has sat except a man.
Wow.
Yep.
Was it the guy who was Fraser in Dad's Army? That's a genuine question. It could be.
No, it wasn't. Okay. It wasn't. It was the poet himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If I said to you, no caps.
E.E. Cummings.
Yes.
Amazing.
That was E.E. Cummings. Reading his own works there. There he is.
Love it.
Yeah.
God, he
good.
Must have been really annoyed with that album cover. Capital E, capital E, capital C, Cummings. Capital R reads his capital C collected capital P poetry.
No, I think there's a bit of a myth about the capitalization. He was fine with it with his name. He basically it was his publisher who said, No, let's do it all. Yeah.
I doubt he objected to the checks.
No.
Indeed. Made out.
E.E. Cummings, very cool. You think radical bohemian kind of guy.
Yeah.
But then also
like
he was
manager.
A Republican.
Yeah, okay. Oh, wait, a Republican in this country or a Republican in America?
In America.
Okay.
And a supporter of Joseph McCarthy.
Beautiful.
So, yeah. Beautiful. There you go. Let's take him down. So yeah, I mean, so that was good. But I would like people to, you know, the people who listen to this are very intelligent.
God, yeah.
And
I always sort of feel like I'm punching above my weight, audience-wise. You know.
Well, yeah.
All right.
But I thought, you know, we've had people submitting various sort of creative writing. Why don't people send us their poetry?
Because it's poetry, you're like... absolutely not. No, I'm shutting that down.
I would like them to send in the highest form of poetry, limericks.
I may have time for a limerick.
Because they're so funny.
For a limerick. Not one composed so by any funny. Prime Minister. Because it didn't even rhyme. I hated that.
No. I know. But, so limericks or haiku?
No, that's always absolutely fun, not haiku. Isn't it? Absolutely not haiku. Absolutely not. You know who did haiku on the radio?
Who?
Mike Reed on Classic FM. So absolutely not.
Oh, yeah,
not.
He was a big poetry fan.
Absolutely
he
not.
He was a big poetry fan. Okay, all right. If you don't want to do a limerick or a haiku, then I suggest you do a villanelle.
And go and murder some women.
The character from Killing Eve.
Okay.
Do you not know about a villanelle? Do you not know?
You know this. Villanelle? You know this.
Oh, God. It's a good one. It's a poetic form, poetic structure, villanelle. Famous one is Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night.
Okay.
So basically, it's the form where you have a refrain, and then so each line is you have refrain one and then a new line and then refrain two. That's your first stanza, and then you have a new line and a new line and then refrain one and then a new line and a new line and then refrain two. Look it up online anyway, but it's like it's very strict as to what it needs to be, but it's worth checking it out.
If anyone wants to attempt a villanelle, I will definitely
Come on.
I will sanction a villanelle. I will sanction limericks if they're good. But if you do haiku, I honestly, if I spot it in just the preview of the email, I will bin it unread. So don't even think about it. But not today at swanbirds.com.
You're going to get loads of
them here. Jem says, can I send in a bit of video of my nan reading her own poetry about 30 years ago? She's long gone now. Yes, absolutely. I'd be very interested in that.
That's
Julie
good.
Says, why don't we complete the limerick? There once was a young man called Jake. Absolutely not. There once was a cousin called Davey. I think we know where that's going to end. It's going to be pretty messy. Not today at swanburst.com. I would welcome any of that.
You welcome certain things. Yep. Well, okay. So now we're going to move to a real master of poetry, and a master of many, many things, really. Let's have a look at Uri Geller. Come on.
Wow.
From his 1974 album, Uri Geller.
Oh, wow. Now,
you'd think, well, he's not necessarily a singer, is he? So, no, it's all spoken word.
But you've got to make an album. Everyone has to make an album.
Got to make an album. And, of course, he had musical friends.
I wish you called it Uri Nation. That would have been a really good name for an album.
So he had musical friends. So the sort of the musical talent behind this is Byron Janis, classical pianist, respected classical pianist.
Yeah.
And why are they getting together then? Well, Byron Janis wrote a memoir.
He had a load of bent spoons and he straightened them out.
Yeah. Wrote a memoir in 2010 called Chopin and Beyond: My Extraordinary Life in Music and the Paranormal. Byron Janis believes
she buys in big time.
He could, like, you know, completely channel the spirit of Chopin.
It's so like he took control of her hands.
Yeah. Mm. So you need Uri for that, don't you? So I've chosen a really deep, really beautiful track.
That's fantastic.
Called what's it called? It's called I Cannot Answer You. And I'm sorry for the quality of the recording.
Is it an outgoing message on an answer phone?
He does in one of the other tracks. He does do the bending. He does do a bit of the fork bending, and he encourages everyone to do it. And then he says, on that track, he says, "If it didn't happen, please don't be disappointed, because it doesn't happen to everybody. Sometimes it doesn't even work for me."
What? We like can't all of us.
Given the wrong fork.
Yeah, we can't source gallium, can we?
So let's have a listen to I Cannot Answer You.
I cannot. And okay.
It's just like...
Oh. Cha-cha-cha, oh, yeah. Down by the meadow of the lightning tree.
I cannot answer you really to nothing. Oh. Maybe only to a tiny drop of tears that has fallen off the eye of a molecule. Yes, it is that little. For the whole truth and nothing but the truth is so big that the second drop of tears will make you crazy.
Will make you crazy!
But you must know and be sure that this one little drop is far, far enough for your understanding in life, and be a guide to your children's children, and so on, that they
and
might
so are, yeah.
one faraway day receive the second drop.
Receive the second drop! Wow!
Yeah, yeah. That's deep, right?
Because I mean that's just made up guff, and then someone spent hours having to arrange that.
Yeah. Amazing, huh?
It's extraordinary to see where someone dashes something off, and then some poor sweat has to tart all that up into a full choir and orchestra.
But, you know, fortunately, we're bringing it to an audience. So you know, that work wasn't all in vain.
And certainly not, because Julie says that my contraceptive coil has just bent. Just massaging it between my thumb and forefinger. And look at that. Wow, it's fallen off.
Yuri, can you do the plate in my head?
Yeah, just rubbing now. Just rubbing. There's the brain. I'm back to Dr. Pickle Popper. I need to watch more of that.
Oh, no. Watch more of that. It's really not good.
So very yes.
Okay, so we're going to finish with a couple of things by a poet who I love and you love. And but he's not known to a lot of people.
Go on.
And it's this guy. His name is John S. Hall.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And it's famous for being in the band King Missile.
Not one to Google.
No. I've got a book here, actually. I'm going. So this is one of his books, which is Daily Negations, which is his sort of like...
Is it like a sort of anti-self-help?
Yeah. It's basically, the blurb on the back of this, a collection of negative thoughts, one for each day of the year. It's great, isn't it?
What a great idea.
But the blurb about him is so good here, so I thought I'd read this out. So John S. Hall's band King Missile was dropped from Atlantic Records in 1994 after having recorded 3 CDs, 2 of which were not very successful at all. King Missile has also made several independent records that are widely unknown and toured the country several times to nearly empty nightclubs. This is John's second book with Soft Skull because he couldn't get a better publisher after his first book. He lives, if you can call it that, in New York.
Fantastic.
It's good, isn't it?
That's great.
So I've got I'll read the one from today. It's June the 11th, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. So I'll read the one from today and then we can hear him reading another one. So this one is today's. There will always be people who have power over me, who can destroy my spirit and drain my soul. My best defense is to behave as if I have no soul, to act as if my spirit has already been crushed. Perhaps then I will be left alone or ignored. So that's nice.
That's great.
But I've got...
It's like they say, if you're a soldier going into combat, you have to assume you're already dead, and then anything's a bonus.
Exactly.
Same. Yeah. That's actually weirdly positive of him.
Yeah, no, I know. The whole book is kind of like that, though.
His stuff is fantastic. Memorable songs of his include Detachable Penis.
Yes. Martin Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese is a magnificent...
Jesus Was Way Cool.
If you enjoyed my review of Spring Watch...
Oh, yeah.
It's very much the same sort of heavily profanity-strewn eulogy to the films of Martin Scorsese and just what he'd do to show Martin Scorsese the force of his passion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's got another character that he's been doing recently, which is called, and again I'm paraphrasing, that flipping guy, who basically just is, it's kind of like that character from the Martin Scorsese track. It's just okay. he's so impressed by everything that he has to
see. I've been thinking of doing this as a sort of YouTube channel,
yeah,
like Springwatch, like, yeah, really positive reviews, but yeah, yeah, angry yeah, but positive,
yeah, 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 yeah. Angry positivity.
Because I want to do like, and is this to be like really, but like Antiques Road Trip?
Yeah.
It's the best. Shut up and watch it because you don't know. I see it in your face. You're like, Antiques Road Trip. Shut up! It's a great show.
I'm saying nothing. I'm saying nothing.
It's a great show, David. I'm gonna make that.
But let's listen to, this is John himself reading one of these. I've chosen two dates, one for the bonus podcast. Okay. I've chosen our birthdays. So this is the one for my birthday, September the 5th. Okay. So he's reading them out on Instagram at the moment, every day.
Amazing.
Wow. Here's September the 5th. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
Daily Negation. September 5th. I have been given countless opportunities to better myself, and I have squandered every one of them. As my prospects dwindle, I should tell myself that I got far more chances than I deserved, and that most people would have accomplished far more with what I have been given. See you tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good, isn't
he's
it?
He's so good, man.
He's so great.
It's got a nice kind of... It's got the darkness that, yeah, I seek from David Sedaris, you know?
Yes,
that
yeah, kind yeah, of, yeah, 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 yeah. He has written some amazing poetry that
that one's, yes, particularly resonant for me. I, yeah, I can really,
yeah,
I can really identify with that.
Yeah, well, you should get the book. It's very good. But I'm going to play you a little bit of a little bit of something more recent of his.
Okay.
He's had, King Missile has had various forms throughout the years. It's like been a different band behind him all the time. And then sometimes he's called his band a different thing. And so this is from an album, or the only album, by Unusual Squirrel.
Wow. It's like, what, three words?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Where unusual are you? Squirrel. Have you got, what, three words?
Yeah, Unusual Squirrel Sandwich. Yes, it's called Flip, yeah, Sandwich.
Flip Sandwich.
Yeah, because he called it that because the first track and the last track are about flipping. Cool. So, yeah, I haven't chosen those.
Thank you.
I've chosen a one which is real classic John S. Hall here. It's called Pants. And, you know, obviously he's talking about trousers.
Yes.
But I forgive him because he's so awesome.
Yeah.
So let's listen to this. It's just... Okay. It's
God help me, I love that man's pants. They were a dark and stately gray with an understated green plaid pattern, barely distinguishable in a brief glance, which is all I dared to take. I didn't want to stare. But by God, they were fantastic pants. Cut in a traditional, but by no means stuffy or conservative style, not the least bit trendy or hipsterish, but timeless and tasteful and true. They were true pants, and God help me, I wanted them. I am not normally prone to jealousy or covetousness. To each their own, I say, although I would favor a massive redistribution of wealth from those who have far more than me to those who have far less. But in that moment when I saw those pants, I also favored a redistribution of those pants from the man who was wearing them to me. The man who was wearing the pants seemed perfectly amiable, and had I had his self-confidence, I might have been able to ask where he got the pants. Perhaps I would have learned that I could buy a pair for myself around the block for $40. Or perhaps I would have learned that they were purchased in Europe for 400 euros. But I learned nothing of the pants, so I will never know. I will never have such pants. In the moment I could not ask, so consumed as I was by envy and greed. And all I could think of was how I wanted the pants, those very pants. Not my own pair, but that pair. And not later, but now. I wanted them now.
I wanted to hold a knife to the man's throat and say, your life means nothing to me, pig. But if it means anything to you, you will give me those pants immediately, because I wanted those pants so much. Oh, those pants, so much better than mine, that made me feel suddenly ashamed, as if I were wearing pajamas. Perhaps the man wearing those pants wears pants like the ones I have on for pajamas. I have very occasionally worn these pants that I have on for pajamas. But here I am, wearing these pants instead of those wonderful, glorious pants. Pants of transcendent splendor and beauty. F*** me, I wanted those pants so badly I could taste it, like ashes in my mouth. I wanted to tear the pants off of him and put them on right there and then and head off in style to the recording studio. Instead, I walked right past him, did not smile, did not acknowledge him or his pants. But he has ruined my day, perhaps my year, perhaps the rest of my life. That man and his beautiful f***ing pants.
Wow.
Oh, it's so good.
He liked them.
Oh dear. And he's a vegan.
You see. don't necessarily let that put you off. Veganism is still worth a go. Still worth a go. Brilliant.
Yeah, he's great.
John S. Hall. Check him out. If he's on Instagram, that's very exciting.
Go
and find him.
He's good. But that's it for the main body of the podcast.
That very much
but
is.
There's more quite unusual stuff
in the Patreon bonus, which we're going to record right now. Like, if you're listening to this and you wanted to, like, you can. It's ready. It's there. Yeah. I mean, kind of possible. Basically. So think about it.
Yeah.
It's at patreon.com/nottodaypod if you'd like to sign up. For just £5 a month, you can have all the doings. Everyone loves all the doings.
Love the doings.
Love the doings. Davey, thank you so much for being here.
It's all right.
It's at Dave Yap on Twitter. It's nonouncledavey@swanburst.com if you'd like to email him.
Yes.
Or, I got it right
this
time.
Davey, not today.
Or Cousin Davey, not today. @gmail.com. Whatever you want, it's entirely up to you. Davey, thank you so much. Check him out on YouTube.
Yay.
We'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.